Hello, and welcome to the Legal Checkup. This is your host, Vince Quattrini, from the law firm of Quattrini Rafferty. And for many of you, you know that we have convenient offices to visit us in Latrobe, Greensburg, and Pittsburgh. Today, on the Legal Checkup, I'm delighted to interview my colleague, Peter Goff. Peter has been with our law firm for 15 years.
Yes.
And is one of the highly qualified workers' compensation specialists. Pete and I and Ron Fauner were among the first class in Pennsylvania to take and pass the test to be considered a workers' compensation specialist. Very few of us across the state have that designation. So it's my pleasure to speak with Pete today and have you listen to his extensive knowledge when it comes to a special subject that we encounter day in and day out. And that is the healthcare worker and the hazards that nurses aides, home health care workers, hospice care workers encounter in the workplace. So hello, Peter. How are you today?
I'm well, Vince. How are you?
Good. And thank you for doing this. I'm looking forward to sharing your knowledge of what the healthcare worker faces and to give tips for those people that go to work every day in the healthcare industry. Let's start with the general theme of, you know, why is the healthcare industry hazardous?
Well, first of all, the healthcare industry is the fastest growing sector of the U.S. economy.
Oh.
It employs over 18 million workers. So despite its size, it's also one of the most dangerous. I should say, in spite of its size, it's one of the most dangerous. It's actually more dangerous to work at a hospital than it is to work in a mine or to work in the manufacturing industry.
Yeah, that sounds counterintuitive. And what are some of the reasons that the healthcare worker has to be concerned going to work each day?
Well, I think they are at extremely high risk for sustaining bodily injuries such as strains and sprains and torn tendons and ligaments and herniated discs as a result of the extensive physical nature of the job.
Give an example of what you're thinking about in terms of physicality.
I think that the greatest factor would be the repositioning of patients, whether it be in hospitals, whether it be at surgical centers.
Nursing care homes,
exactly.
In fact, I guess you had on your list, you had hospice care. So that would be a nurse going into somebody's home to care for them during their last days of a terminal illness.
Exactly. And every aspect, whether it be a nurse RN, whether it be a nurse's aide, they are especially susceptible to these type of injuries because of the type of work that they do. As a matter of fact, I think nurses' aides are the most injured employee.
Huh. In the workplace.
In the workplace.
Wow. You're listening to the Legal Checkup, and I'm interviewing Pete Goff today. This is Vince Quattrini, your host. We're talking about injuries in the healthcare industry. And Pete, let's drill down to some of the factors that contribute to these high rate of injuries. What are the different things that are occurring in the workplace that are causing these higher incidence of problems?
Well, I think the most significant factor has to do with the employment itself. There are so many patients. With our aging population, there are more and more patients, unfortunately more and more obese patients, and less people to care for them. Although the industry is growing, hospitals and healthcare employers are putting significant pressure on the employees to do more and more work for longer and longer hours. So you have less staff per patient.
And I know from our clients that nurses come in here and tell us, I have to work at a faster pace than I did before, right?
Exactly. Faster pace and increased hours.
So what also, do you mean by increased hours? Going beyond the traditional 8-hour shift?
They frequently work 8, 10, 12 hours. And I know some nurses and some nurse anesthetists that work 24-hour shifts.
24-hour shifts.
24-hour shifts.
You can imagine what the incidence of injury going up is when you're in your 16th or 18th hour of work and you're fatigued, huh?
And you're repositioning a 250-pound patient on the operating room table, and you've been doing it for that many hours.
Wow.
And what I think also is a significant factor is that you're doing these type of positionings hour after hour, day after day, week after week, year after year, decade after decade, and it simply takes its toll and it wears you out.
So when we are seeing a patient in his or her 50s, we're looking at somebody who has had extensive wear and tear on their discs in their back or their discs in their neck or the ligaments in their shoulder, huh?
Yes, and they go home from work and they're tired and they wake up the next morning and they're feeling achy or they're feeling that things aren't just working right. They can't recall a specific instance at work that something happened the night before. And they're not sure if it's a work-related injury or not. And, of course, their employer is going to tell them, well, you're just getting old.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is they're old before their time because of what they've done for so many years. And this is a workers' compensation injury.
Right. And in our world, that's called a cumulative injury or repetitive injury. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct.
And we know from experience for the listener that that is considered a compensable injury in Pennsylvania. And we work with physicians, particularly orthopods in this particular situation, or neurosurgeons or pain specialists, who will agree, yes, this is an injury that has resulted from repetitive or cumulative trauma over a long period of time. This is Vince Quattrini. The show is The Legal Checkup, sponsored by Quattrini Rafferty, our law firm, with offices in Greensburg, Latrobe, and Pittsburgh, conveniently located to meet with you if you have a question about whether you have suffered a work injury. Our number, by the way, is 888-288-9748 if you want to give us a call and schedule a free consultation with one of our specialists in the area of workers' compensation. Pete, I notice on the list that you prepared that needle sticks are on the category of typical work injuries in the workplace.
Yes, needle sticks are a significant factor for injuries for healthcare workers, whether it be the nurses or it even be the maintenance type employees, because they're taking out the garbage. And although these needles are supposed to be placed in safer containers, that doesn't always happen. And even sometimes disposing of the containers results in the maintenance people being stuck with needles.
And what are the injuries that we're worried about when somebody suffers a needle stick injury?
Hepatitis would probably be the greatest fear, but I don't know how prevalent AIDS is anymore, but certainly that is a concern.
And simply infections from being exposed to blood and other substances of that nature?
Yes, yes. And trip and falls is actually probably the second greatest injury sustained by healthcare workers based upon the environment in which they work.
Give our audience an example of that, of slip and falls. What are the typical things that the healthcare worker should be a little bit more concerned about or pay attention to more, and if they can, in their fast-paced day?
Well, I think they have to worry about, unfortunately, the type of bodily fluids that end up on the floors of most facilities or even in people's homes. A lot of patients are on several different monitors, and there's cords all around.
Okay.
Even facilities that do try to keep up with some of the unfortunate results of procedures, they're constantly mopping floors, thereby creating an easy place to slip and fall.
Right, and I know that some hospitals try to pay attention to that by putting out signs, but you and I both know that that isn't always the protection that's sufficient. You're listening to The Legal Checkup. We're going to take a break at this point. This is Vince Quattrini, your host, interviewing Pete Goff, one of the workers' compensation specialists at the law firm of Quattrini Rafferty. We'll be back. Welcome back. This is Vince Quattrini, host of The Legal Checkup from the law firm of Quattrini Rafferty. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Pete Goff, one of the workers' compensation specialists at our law firm. I'd like to brag about the fact that we are certified as specialists, since there are only a minority of my colleagues who have sat for and passed the test that you must take. Think about that. You did your high school, your college, your law school. You sit for the bar examination, and you think you've taken the last test in your life, and here you come along many years later, and they say, if you want to be called a specialist, you have to now sit down and take another test. How about that, Pete?
I actually had a study for that.
And so did I. So, Pete, when we left off at the early part of the program, we were going through the different kinds of hazards that a health worker faces, because today is our topic, healthcare workers and injuries they experience. I wanted to go back and talk about the three most frequent type of injuries in the healthcare workplace.
Yeah, they would be patient handling and movement being number one, nearly half of injuries at work for healthcare workers are caused by overexertion or a bodily reaction, which includes such activities such as lifting, bending, reaching, motions that these workers do daily.
And earlier we talked about repositioning a 250, 300-pound patient in bed. Another accident we see a lot, Pete, is the taking that patient to the bathroom and back, huh?
Exactly.
And the patient either loses their balance or their knees give out, and the next thing you know, the healthcare worker is strained trying to hold them up and either pops a disc in the low back, blows out a shoulder rotator cuff, and sometimes has put their entire career in jeopardy.
And I think that's says something about healthcare workers and why they are so susceptible to injuries, and that these caregivers feel an ethical duty to do no harm to patients. They'll put their own safety and health at risk to help a patient. If a patient's falling, they will do everything they can to catch them or even put themselves underneath the patient so that the patient falls on them and not on the hard floor.
Well, and that's a special quality, you're right, Pete, that comes with people who have devoted their life to helping others in healthcare. Let's go on to category number two of type of injury that occurs in the healthcare world.
That would be slips, trips, and falls. 25% of the injuries sustained by healthcare workers are sustained by slips, trips, and falls.
Yeah, and you talked earlier about cords hanging, cords across the floor, mats that aren't even, liquids, perhaps bodily fluids, right?
Yes.
And the third category of healthcare injuries, what is that?
That'd be workplace violence.
No kidding.
Yes, surprisingly.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that that would be up there. Why, first of all, is it so prevalent?
I think so many of our healthcare workers are dealing with patients who have emotional or psychological issues, and the vast majority of the worst workplace violence stems from patient attacks.
We have some institutions that we represent individuals that have the patient is has a psychological disorder, right, or a mental, low mental functioning, unfortunately. And now we're starting to see older patients with dementia who are falling into this violence category.
Yes, and interesting enough, which I recently learned, that when patients are aroused from anesthesia,
yeah,
their reactions are sometimes violent based upon the fight or flight nature of them. So they come out of an anesthesia or they wake up in a strange place and they react violently.
Oh my gosh.
They aren't intentionally trying to hurt people, but it's just an instinctual reaction, and it's causing harm to mostly nurse assistants and secondarily nurses.
In the operating room.
In the operating room.
Recovery room.
Recovering rooms.
Wow.
And ironically, for all these statistics that I'm giving, the ones that are hurt the least are the physicians or the dentists or the interns or the residents. It seems to be always the nurse assistants and the nurses
who bear the brunt of this. You're listening to Pete Goff. This is Vince Quattrini. Our law firm is Quattrini Rafferty. Today, we have the special privilege of hearing from Pete of our experience, his experience over many years, 15 years with our firm, of representing individuals hurt in the healthcare workplace. Our telephone number is 888-288-9748. We're available for free consultations if you think you've suffered a work injury. Pete, let's drill down to the workers in some of our mental health institutions. What are some of the injuries that we see coming in here that those workers face?
I think a huge number of patients are now sustaining concussions or being recognized as having sustained work-related concussions as a result of slips and falls, as a result of the workplace violence.
Yeah. And let's talk about concussion just a little bit. So our client comes in, they work at a mental health institution, they've been shoved, slip on the floor and crack their floor head off of this either cement floor or tile floor. What are the symptoms that our clients show up with that interfere with their ability to work?
I think that the initial symptoms that people recognize are nausea, maybe a little dizziness. I don't think that these symptoms generally are immediately apparent that later develop. For example, a week later, you find yourself not remembering where you were going. You don't quite remember the route to the local grocery store. You find yourself at a loss for words when you're trying to explain something to somebody. You don't remember kind of what you did a couple of hours ago.
Trying to complete tasks on time, right?
Yes.
Those are right. And I think the point you're making is that we expect everybody to have an immediate reaction when they have a concussion, but it's not. Sometimes it's a delayed reaction like you're describing.
Exactly.
And then they face even a bigger struggle with their employer, who turns down their claim saying, well, you didn't complain about forgetfulness right away, or you didn't complain about headaches right away, huh?
Yeah, headaches. That's a major symptom that I forgot. But the employers are always saying, "Well, you had headaches before.
Mm-hmm.
This headache's not from you cracking your head at work."
So this is Vince Quattrini. The program is The Legal Checkup. I hope you've listened to us before, and you'll listen to us in the future. Today's guest is Pete Goff, longtime workers' compensation specialist at the law firm of Quattrini Rafferty. Pete, let's close for a couple minutes with the Indiana County worker that you represented, who had been there for over 35 years. What were some of the injuries that she encountered that brought her to our door?
Well, as you said, she was there for many, many years and sustained injuries to several parts of her body, to her shoulder, to her neck, to her knee, to her hand, to her ankle. So it was, again, not necessarily something that happened suddenly,
mm-hmm.
but that occurred over years of dedicating her life to helping other people.
Yeah. And I want the audience to know that you were successful in obtaining benefits for her. And our law firm in our other division of Social Security Disability Representation was successful in obtaining those benefits for her. Let's close with a special category of workers who work in psychiatric hospitals. They're called Act 534 benefits. What's the significance of that, Pete, that our audience should know?
If a worker is injured as a result of an interaction with a patient or a resident, that gives rise to special benefits called Act 534 benefits, which pay the injured worker salary as opposed to something called a worker's compensation rate. It offers unique benefits in that it's harder for the employer to try to get rid of you after you get hurt. It pays most likely a little more than workers' compensation. And it has certain advantages for Social Security and for disability retirement that are unique, such that in the case that we're talking about, this woman ended up by receiving more from being out of work than actually being at work.
And the idea there is, if we put you in harm's way in a more worrisome work atmosphere, we're going to try to compensate you more accordingly.
And I think what's unique about Quattrini Rafferty is that we recognize all these issues. We recognize that you can get workers' compensation, that you can get Act 534, that we can put you on Social Security disability, that we can help you get a disability retirement. And all these four factors is what led this woman who gave 35 years of her life to basically retire comfortably.
Well, good. And congratulations for that. Thank you, Pete. This has been enjoyable chatting and letting our audience know the expertise that you bring to the table. every day at Quattrini Rafferty. I'm going to sign off now. The Legal Checkup will be back again. I hope you'll listen. You can pick us up on a podcast and download it. This is Vince Quattrini, your host. Have a great day.